Not used to holding the mic. Good morning. Over the last couple of weeks, and I may have shared before, I've been feeling a great heaviness in the spirit. And there's been a lot going on, obviously, in America, but there's a lot been going on for me personally. And I've prayed about some of those things. I've asked the Lord, because I know when things are going on in the spiritual, we are affected by that in the natural. So that heaviness, I'm not at a place where I'm confused about it or anything like that, but I have to always go to the Lord as we do as the body of Christ, because I know the Lord wants me to do something when you have that heaviness. And it had been going on for about 2 weeks, and I'd been praying about things that I felt the Lord wanted me to pray about in my personal life with family members and so forth, but that heaviness wouldn't lift. Okay, it had been going on for longer than anticipated, so I knew there was something that I was missing. So I began to go to the Lord, because I knew I was supposed to bring a brief word today. And the word I received, or the word that I started to study out, is, and if you don't take anything else from what I say today, this word I want you to take with you: believe. Believe. Okay? And it means, in the Greek, it means to have faith. Or to, by implication, you have to entrust to something or someone to be a believer. Okay? In the Hebrew, the word is aman, and it means to have faithfulness, or to be firm, or to trust, or to believe, or to have a certainty. And the words that, and the terms under this Hebrew word aman that I really like, it says permanent. Believing means permanently believing. Okay, it doesn't mean if there's a heaviness upon you. It means you need to permanently believe something. Interesting enough, it means to go to the right hand. Okay? And we know who's seated at the right hand. Jesus the Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. So believing means to have a permanency about it, to go to the right hand, which gives us assurance, to be steadfast, to be sure, and to turn to the right. And by that, I believe the word means we align ourselves with the right hand, or with Jesus in our walk in the earth, and then go to the right hand, Jesus himself. This is Memorial Day weekend, and obviously we're remembering the people who died while serving in the country's armed forces. This originated as Decoration Day, after the American Civil War in 1868, when the Grand Army of the Republic, an organization of Union veterans founded in Decatur, Illinois, established it as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the Union war dead with flowers. By the 20th century, competing Union and Confederate holiday traditions celebrated on different days had eventually merged, and Memorial Day eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in the military service. It marks the start of the unofficial summer season, and now hear me, the start of a new season, Memorial Day, okay? I say to you and I, indeed, we should remember those who died in the armed forces to bring forth our security and peace, our liberty and our freedom. They paid the ultimate sacrifice by dying for you and I, and for those of you that are here that served our country, I honor you today. And I believe I stand with all of us that do. Many paid the ultimate sacrifice for dying for you and I. They died for our secured freedom, for our liberty, and our peace in the here and now in this great nation that we call America. So assuredly, we need to remember those who served and those who died, to honor them for the price they paid for us, and so we remember and honor their sacrifice. However, there is one who died for us to give us eternal security and peace, liberty and freedom. The Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, through his life given, his shed blood poured out, we have, if we believe, eternal life, eternal peace, and eternal presence with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that peace and that presence is assured to us in the Word. It's going to have no end. It isn't just for the here and now. Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice so we could have eternal life that will never end. And that life is with Him, with the Father, and with the Holy Spirit. An eternity of peace and joy without end. No pain, no sorrow, no tears, death no more, forever in the presence of our God. We understand from Scripture that the wages of our sin is death, but the gift of God through Jesus Christ's sacrifice is eternal life. So I say on this Memorial Day weekend, let's remember the sacrifice made by Jesus for our ultimate good and for our eternal security starting now and that lasts truly forever, its world without end. So as I'm studying this word believe, I have an understanding that things have started already in my walk because it's eternity from the beginning, now, forever. In memory of Jesus' sacrifice, in acknowledgement of who He was and what He accomplished for you and I, and in honor of who He is, the Son of God, alive and well, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, interceding for little old Wayne and everybody in the room, I challenge us today to pay tribute to Him by doing the work that we have been called to do, as Jesus outlined in the book of John 6 at 27. And this is what He said. He said, "Do not work for the food which perishes, but work for food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on Him the Father God has set His seal." Therefore they said to Him, "What shall we do so that we may work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in Him who He hath sent." As I'm struggling with this heaviness, and I'm focusing on the circumstances around me, and throughout the week it kept getting worse. Get a call that I have a family member who's suicidal in the hospital. Have some family, other family members that are having health problems that are seeming to get worse. And all these other things, and I'm having all this heaviness in the spirit, and I do what I do. As a man of the word, I start to pray and intercede, but it's still not being lifted. And then I have to understand, I have to believe. I have to believe in Jesus the Christ. I have to believe in His promises. And I have to do it even in the outpouring of water or the storm that's coming on all around me. It isn't just a believing in a season of good times. It's believing in the trenches of adversity. It's believing when the heaviness in you, because there's a heaviness in the spirit realm, you have to believe in Him who God has sent. Believing is permanent. It's not wavering. It's going to the right hand. There you will find true assurance. We need to be steadfast in our faith. Be sure. Turn to the right and not be moved. I have to make sure my life's in alignment, that I'm walking in the right path, and I have to turn to the right hand, Jesus the Christ, having an understanding that in my trial and tribulations, I can do what I can do. I can pray and intercede, but ultimately, it's in His hands. And I should have a peace about that. So, Lord God, I've been praying and praying throughout the last several weeks, and more intensely the last 2 to 3 days, and I come to the realization I can do all this, and I need to do what the Lord and the Holy Spirit's releasing me to do, and then I need to stand and believe in the One He sent, Jesus the Christ, because ultimately He's in control, and He tells me to have peace. Have peace in the storm. Have peace in the storm because I am with you always. Have peace in the storm because I am in control and nothing happens without my direct or my permissive will. And if I'm on the right path and I'm serving the right hand, it's all going to work out for good. Maybe not even the way I think is good, but for my good and for the good of those that are serving Him. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? He said, "Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance, Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you according to the faithful mercies of David. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And I've spoken this because I love this scripture. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. In John 6:48, he said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. He is the thing we should be coming to and believing in the midst of the trial. Yesterday, I had a release after several weeks of intense warfare in the spirit, because I turned my eyes away from the circumstances that are confronting me, and I turned my eyes to Jesus. And I said, Lord, I can't do this any longer. I don't know what it is that's going on. I'm praying and interceding for the family members that are going through things. I'm praying and interceding. I'm trying to wipe out anything that I feel isn't in alignment with your word and walking in truth and purity. What is it that I need to do? You need to believe in me, Wayne. And you need to put your faith and trust in me, and I'm going to give you that peace. I didn't say I was going to take away the trials and tribulations around you. I didn't say it was going to turn out the way you think it's going to turn out, but I'm telling you I'm in control. You say you believe me. You profess and preach that you believe in me as your Lord and Savior. Now, what are you doing to demonstrate that in your own life? You need to stand firm on my word. You need to believe who I am. I'm the Son of the living God. You need to believe that I'm seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for even you in your circumstances. You need to have an understanding that after you've done everything I've told you to do by the Spirit, you are to stand firm on me. And I'll take care of business. I don't need your help unless I'm releasing you to do something. I'm more than able to do all that's needed in your situation. Now, do you trust me? Do you trust me the way you profess it as you minister the word? This is the work that you believe in me. I am the bread of life. And this book is surrounded with all sorts of promises to those that do believe in him. And John, and I close in just a few things I want to quickly say. In John 6:54, it says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life first and foremost, and I will raise him up on the last day. John 12:25, he who loves his life is going to lose it. And he who hates his life in this world, and there's many times that I hate my life, as all of us do because of the things going on naturally, but really spiritually. He who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. John 12:26, it says, if anybody serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Didn't say service is going to be easy. It's not. He says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. We've talked about this several weeks, that Holy Spirit is with us forever. It's a promise if we believe. In John 14:23, it says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him or her. In other words, all the things that I've been dealing with over the last several weeks, he's with me, he's in me, and he's going to make sure it's going to work out for my good if I believe, if I am walking in the right path, okay? If anybody loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father and I will love him and will make our abode with him. John 6:25, he says, peace, peace I leave you with. My peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And that's the hardest thing as the body of Christ even that we do. We get entrenched in our circumstances and suddenly the waves and the water coming at us and all the things around us, and we lose focus on Jesus. But he says, I'm going to give you peace. Okay? He is our peace if we hold fast to it. Do not let your heart. He is not asking us. He's telling us, don't let your heart be troubled. Okay? Fear not, in other words, I'm at the helm. I'm going to take care of business. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified this, that you may bear much fruit and prove to be my disciples. He wants us to bear fruit. He wants things that are good to happen. But we got to hold fast, even in the times that there's trials and tribulations, it doesn't appear good things are going to happen. I'm telling you today, they are going to happen. Even in the midst of the storm, they're going to happen. But you have to have peace even in your storm. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. Now I'm going to leave with two scriptures. Isaiah 43, do not fear. Walk out of this place today with whatever you're dealing with. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. Daddy's got your back. Jesus the Christ died for you, is seated at the right hand, interceding for you, and is with you even in the most horrific trials and tribulations you have to endure this side of heaven. But he tells you to have peace. Not only does he tell you, he instructs you, he advises you, he says, have peace, because he's at the helm. And from Isaiah 43 at 11, it says, I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior beside me. It is I who have declared and saved and proclaimed, and there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and I am God. Even from eternity I am here, and there is none. Hear me very clearly. And there is none who can deliver out of his hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Believe in Jesus the Christ. Believe, remember that word as you walk out of here today. Believe as you go into the highways and the byways around you, into your workplaces, into your school, into your health issues, into your children issues, into your marital issues, whatever it is, believe in Jesus the Christ. Align your life according to how he wants you to walk and look to the right hand and don't waver to and fro, and everything is going to work out for your good. Amen.